Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today, and I'm so happy to be back with you. We have been sharing this week on an overview, if you will, of the spiritual gifts. In the first chapter of 1 Corinthians, that 12th chapter, he says, Paul does, I wouldn't have you ignorant concerning spiritual gifts. And then he devotes three chapters, that 12th, 13th, and 14th chapter, to an explanation and instruction on spiritual gifts. But that 13th chapter, it's not unrelated. It's extremely important and integral to the operation of the gifts, and that's the chapter on love. In 1 Corinthians 12:31, he says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way, where to follow after love and desire spiritual gifts. It's not either or. When we walk in love, the gifts of the Spirit will have a proper environment in which to shine. So we have to have love and the earnest desire for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And I want to continue on in teaching. Before I do that, I want to give a couple cautions. But before I do that, I want to, and again, this is the operation of the Holy Spirit in demonstration, if you will. The Holy Spirit wanted me to just pause for a little bit in the teaching and minister to those who are listening today, because you need a word of encouragement. So, yes, Lord, we're going to do that. We'll get back to the teaching. But I just want to encourage your heart with the word of the Lord. In 2 Corinthians 2:14, the word says, and this is for you, beloved, you, brother, sister, you in the middle of a battle. The word says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. And you can say, oh, Sister Judith, I don't feel like I'm triumphing. Well, beloved, we can by faith. Beloved, brother, sister, as God's child, you are an overcomer. We're not losers or failures. You aren't. God is a master at making overcomers out of seeming failures. He's not limited by what we see or what the circumstances might be. And beloved, for decades, Brother Glass and myself, we have preached the importance of consecration to the Lord and discipline, determination, and faithfulness. Those things we need to acquire in our spiritual walk. And many don't want to give that kind of commitment to the Lord. We can't live by real faith, anointed and victorious faith, by the power and authority of God's Word, and compromise at the same time. But I believe God brings those to this ministry through the listening audience, those that are part of my spiritual family and the correspondence ministry. I believe God brings people to this ministry that are determined to be all that God wants them to be. And I know, beloved, that at times the battles might seem unbearable, but for the Lord, He's with us. And God has been giving me a vision of this ministry, as well as my partners, entering into a truly victorious time of spiritual growth. I've been in prayer and fasting, on an extended fast, and I just am renewed in my spirit. And in prayer, I can see the work of the enemy broken and answers coming. Oh, he may have withstood you for days, weeks, even months and years. But beloved, God wants to give you an image of yourself being a success, a winner over Satan's strategies. And he wants you victorious in every area of your life. Why? Because Jesus paid the price. He paid it all for you. Are you able to receive that? God's word will cause you to see yourself as he sees you, as he wants you to be, triumphing in everything. We need to meditate on that, beloved. We hear it and it sort of goes in one ear and out the other. But we really need to get a vision of that. So many right desires, hopes, and aspirations and goals have died because there was no vision in the heart of the person. A vision of answered prayer, of victory and success. And beloved, as we meditate on God's word, it will give us a vision. It'll give you a vision that of that total success that we can have that's been provided by our risen Savior. Many ministries have failed because they've lost sight of Jesus or because they gave in to pressure, to the doubters, to those who said it was too hard or cost too much. And I'm so grateful for the partners that God has given UCM, so faithful for decades, many of them. And I'm just so encouraged and feel that, our strength and efforts are in the process of really being renewed in the Lord. You know, I so understand that when battles are heavy, spiritual vision seems to dim. I can relate. I've been through a lot. But as David said, thou hast showed me great and sore troubles. However, through them all, God has, through it all, that song we used to sing, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Amen. And today you might be feeling that you're losing sight of those goals and objectives. And beloved, if you need new strength or encouragement or renewal of God's faith and power in your life, then the Lord wants to minister to you. He's doing that through this broadcast. And also I encourage you, if the Holy Spirit's prompting you, to note down that contact information, and I'll be able to further minister in a personal way as I send back whatever the Lord gives me for you. So, beloved, don't let the mistakes and failures or battles pull you down. God's word has been given to create on the inside of you an image of things that can't be seen by the natural eye. And how can you see that? You see it with the eyes of faith and a heart of faith. And when you do that, nothing can stop you or keep you down or prevent you from being a true success in the things of God. 2 Peter 1, 3 and 4 declares, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things. Beloved, all things that pertain unto life and godliness. That refers to our natural life, our spiritual walk, and which are given unto us, he goes on to say, exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature. Praise God. For the word of the Lord would speak to your heart, beloved, even at this moment. And I say, hold in your heart the key of readiness to praise me, to give to me, to glorify me, and to proclaim me. Wait upon me, and as you wait patiently, I will move. Look not to your own understanding. Beloved, there is a place in me of rest and satisfaction where all the longings of your soul shall be met. Peace, joy, the stillness of rest in me shall be yours. Only believe and trust with all of your heart. Beloved, I've called you as a soldier of faith, a light of blessing in this generation, says the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Thank you for the ministry of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Jesus said, because I live, ye shall also live. And he wants for you, beloved, an abundant life full of victory. Praise God. Well, I thank the Lord for his ministry to you. And by the Lord's grace now and leave, we will continue on now with the teaching that the Lord has given regarding spiritual gifts. And before I go further, I would like to share a couple of cautions, and that is the importance of the fruit of the Spirit. The attributes of God being manifested in this day and age, it's a very exciting thing. But I want to share the first very important caution, and that is that these powerful qualities of God must work in close harmony with the fruit of the Spirit. And it's not by chance, beloved, that we have 9 gifts of the Spirit listed in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and 9 fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians, the 5th chapter. So, beloved, God not only wants the word that he would give us to share, to demonstrate his qualities, but he's emphatic that such qualities be administered to those in need from a life that is filled with the Spirit. And again, what is being filled with the Spirit? Well, it's having the character of Jesus: love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, self-control. This fruit will minister healing to the hurting and lonely. In fact, my goodness, we minister just by the fruit of the Spirit alone. The world judges us by the fruit. You know, we are more, who we are is more important than what we do or what we say. So there's a paradox, if you will, with the gifts and fruit of the Spirit. The gifts are supernaturally given from without. They're given by the Lord, but the fruit are grown from within. It's the Holy Spirit working in our lives, allowing us to, giving us the strength and grace to mortify the deeds of the body, the deeds of the flesh, so that Jesus can shine forth. Let Jesus out, beloved. He's in there. Let him out. One may have little fruit. And I don't know, if you've been around a long time, a sufficient time, you will have seen people can operate and exercise the spiritual gifts, but they sure don't have a lot of fruit. Look at the Corinthian church. I mean, that's a great example, especially in that first chapter, the First Corinthians chapters 3-5. Look at that church. They were tremendous spiritual gifts, but they were carnal. They were in strife. There was sexual sin. There was abuse of the Lord's Supper, false doctrine. The condition of the Corinthian church clearly shows that the operation of the gifts are not, I say, are not an indication of spiritual maturity. But the problem was not with the gifts, but with the people. The Holy Spirit does use inferior channels, but through Paul, he called for a correction of the sins if the people were to continue with his blessing. What this really shows us is that the Holy Spirit is especially opposed to deliberate sin among those who are willing to give him the freedom to work. On the other hand, one may have the very love and grace of Jesus shining through their lives, but rarely have supernatural manifestations. Well, there's so much more to share. My time is gone. I invite you to tune in tomorrow. The announcer will give you our contact information. Thanks for joining me. If you're being blessed, I'd love to hear from you. Jot down that contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,